Marissa Melton. China officially launched the 2022 Winter Olympic Games with the opening ceremony Friday at Beijing's iconic National Stadium, also known as the Bird's Nest, the site of the ceremonies for the 2008 Summer Games. Friday's opening ceremony was led by President Xi Jinping, who announced the official opening of the Games along with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. They were joined by other world leaders, most notably Russian President Vladimir Putin. She was also joined by World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Beijing's locked-down Winter Games are aimed at showcasing its power under a global spotlight, but diplomats from the United States, Britain, and Canada are boycotting the Games to protest China's human rights record. In particular, they object to what they say is the genocide of some 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in China's far western Xinjiang province. Beijing officials have rejected the allegations of human rights abuses. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, according to the U.S. military's European Command Friday. A spokesperson said these are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States in support of our NATO allies. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Austria's President Alexander von der Bellen Friday signed a new law requiring those age 18 and older to get vaccinated for COVID-19, making the country the first in Europe to introduce a national vaccine mandate. Under the new law, people who cannot show proof of vaccination will face initial fines of $680. It could increase to more than $4,100. The Austrian Health Ministry says there are exemptions for pregnant women and people who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons. Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center reports at least 76% of Austria's population is already fully vaccinated. The new law takes effect in the middle of next month. Madagascar has put six of its regions on high alert as tropical cyclone Batsirai is forecast to hit the Indian Ocean Islands east coast on Saturday with intense winds of 195 kilometers per hour, this according to government officials. Residents across the island are stocking up on groceries and securing their homes as much as possible before the storm lands. About 4.4 million of Madagascar's 28 million people are at risk, with nearly 600,000 expected to be directly affected and more than 150,000 likely to be displaced, according to officials. Government and Red Cross teams are preparing for emergencies. The new cyclone comes just weeks after Madagascar was badly affected by Cyclone Ana and other heavy rains, which caused 55 deaths and made 131,000 people homeless. About 15,000 people have not yet been able to return to their homes, this according to the National Office for Risk and Disaster Management. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Australia next week for so-called Quad ministerial meetings to advance cooperation on issues including maritime security and cybersecurity, this according to the State Department on Friday. Quad refers to a security dialogue involving Australia, India, Japan, and the United States. Blinken's visit to Australia February 9th through the 12th will be his first to the country after an enhanced trilateral security partnership known as AUKUS, Australia, UK, and the US, was signed in September. That agreement includes a deal to build nuclear-propelled submarines for Australia as part of enhanced deterrence against Chinese military expansion across the Indo-Pacific region. And Pakistani security forces said they were conducting search operations Friday to flush out militants suspected of hiding near two military bases attacked by insurgents on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.